This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Harum Helmi. Governor Jay Nixon says he could support the House Republicans' alternate Medicaid proposal, but only if some crucial changes are made. He met with the GOP caucus today to discuss his Medicaid expansion proposal and their plans to reform the system. Nixon told reporters that any proposal still needs to expand Medicaid to 138% of the federal poverty level.
Secretary Sebelius has been very clear that the Medicaid piece has to get you to 138. How you get there and the market-based reforms to get you there, I think, is a good area for discussion. And I look forward to, as we move through the process, working together on getting a model to get to that federally required number.
Meanwhile, a state House committee is set to vote tonight on the Republican Medicaid bill. It would only expand coverage to an additional 180,000 Missourians while removing about 44,000 children currently enrolled in the program. The governor remains opposed to that provision. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill returned to Missouri to push for tougher punishments of military sexual assaults. The Democratic senator and former Jackson County prosecutor met Wednesday with top officials from the Missouri National Guard at the Guard's Jefferson City headquarters. McCaskill has introduced legislation to revise the Uniform Code of Military Justice to prohibit commanders from overturning jury verdicts in military tribunals. Those leaders would also have to explain in writing any decisions to reduce sentences after guilty verdicts in court-martials. The Missouri House has passed a bill that would allow school districts to hire police resource officers. Republican Representative Sheila Solon of Blue Springs is the sponsor of the bill. She says the measure is part of efforts to keep schools safer after the Connecticut elementary school shooting that killed 20 children last December. She says that school resource officers are considered county or municipal employees, but her bill would allow school districts to hire them directly. Three-term incumbent Centralia Mayor Tim Grenke defeated challengers Catherine Simmons and Ferris Sanders last night. Grenke says he's excited that Centralia citizens chose to keep him in office for another term.
Three-way race is always, you know, kind of apprehensive, you know, not knowing which way it's going to go.
Grenke served in the military for more than 20 years and is currently in the Missouri National Guard. He says aside from his role as mayor, his experience in the military and public service may have set him apart from other candidates. Grenke says he hopes to continue working with the Centralia Economic Development Group he put together 3 years ago. Voters in more than a dozen Missouri counties have approved local taxes that can be applied to out-of-state purchases. Figures from the Missouri Association of Counties show use taxes passed in 13 of 18 counties where it appeared on Tuesday's ballots. Local governments have been seeking to enact use taxes after the state Supreme Court ruled last year that cities and counties cannot tax some vehicle sales unless use tax has been adopted. Missouri lawmakers gave final approval today to legislation aimed at helping reinstate the local taxes on vehicle sales. It now goes to Governor Jay Nixon. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.